Okay, guys, I'm going to do the long-awaited story time of running on the field during the MLB game. Yeah, so doing this is something I've wanted to do for a while now, like a while. And so fast forward, I'm in LA with my friend, and Jaden, Jay Wittesbop, whatever you guys want to call him, he asked me what's one thing I've always wanted to do but never got the chance to. So, of course, guys, I say run on the field during an MLB game. So me, Jaden, and Alice, we all went to an Angels game. It was Angels versus Reds. We get there super late, so I think it's like the seventh inning, and we're trying to find like a good area to sit. Luckily, the whole bottom half, like there was a place to sit the whole, like you could sit anywhere, like right on the bottom, right next to where I would run. So we sit there, and that's when I get really nervous. Like, that was like, oh my gosh, like there's no way I'm about to do this. I knew the consequences. I knew I would get tackled. I knew I would go to jail beforehand. So that's why I kind of got a little bit nervous. I look to my left, there's like four cops. I look to my right, there's like three security guards. And yeah, so I kind of waited a little bit, and then it was the last inning, and I knew I had to do it because I told my friends from home I was gonna do it. And I'm like one of those people that, like, if I tell my friends I'm gonna do something, like I have to do it. Like I'll feel bad, or yeah, or it would be like embarrassing because like I got too scared, so I didn't want to act like that. So right when they're about to bat, it's the eighth inning, I just took a run for it, went on the field. My goal was to get to the middle field. I wanted to do a dance, and I wanted to do a somersault because my friend Bella told me to do a somersault. So I get to the field. I was going to run like in a funny way, but I just didn't do that. I just wanted to be fast. I did not want to get tackled, guys. But yeah, once I get to the field, I'm like, I look back and I see all the security guards coming at me and cops. So that's when it was the perfect time. I did my somersault. And then they were like literally 5 feet away from me, and I did my dance. Yeah, this is the dance, you know? Yeah. So I knew I was about to get tackled, so I got on the ground because y'all will not catch me being tackled by big guys. That would hurt too bad. So, yeah, they put handcuffs on me, and I'm ready to like walk back in embarrassment. I'm ready for everyone to be like booing because I thought people hated that. But surprisingly, everyone was literally like, woo, like cheering. I don't know why they were cheering. And then kids were like trying to get me to give them a high five, and I couldn't because I had handcuffs on. And then we walked to the back area, and they're just asking me questions like, how old are you? Why'd you do this? What's your name? And they took my phone, and then they like switched the handcuffs, and then we go out to the cruiser. And this is where I'm about to drive in the back of the cop car. The police officer was like, you know you're going to jail, right? And I was like, yeah. I'm outside for like a little bit just talking to the cops. He basically tells me I'm banned from that in all MLB games. Yeah. I'm gonna do a part two posted tomorrow about basically like the whole jail experience, because that's like a whole different story. It would take way too long for this video. But the jail experience is really interesting, so you guys want to stay tuned. Okay, bye guys. Stay tuned for part two.